The question of repair versus replace and the question of how long does a system last is, in my opinion, practically the same question. So I'm going to answer it from the viewpoint of how long does a typical furnace, natural gas furnace, and air conditioner last in the San Francisco Bay Area, specifically the East Bay, where I live and work. And I'll give you the short answer, but I'm going to ask you to keep listening. I know you want the easy short answer, but the real answer is a little more nuanced. The short answer is 20, 25 years on the air conditioner and 25, 30 years on the furnace. Now, you won't hear that. Most contractors love to quote the national average, which I think is about 15 to 20 years. And, that makes sense for other parts of the country because, you think about their weather. They use their systems a lot more than we do. But out here, we have pretty mild weather. And so, again, 20, 25 on air conditioners, 25, 30 on furnaces. Now, the real answer, the more nuanced answer, is that of tipping points. And cars make a great analogy. Your car can last 200,000 miles, your car can last 1 million miles, and it's really what you want it to last. It's a question of when are you tired of fixing it that you just decide to get a new one. And there's some tipping point there. And it's the same thing in heating and air conditioning. And so you have a tipping point for an air conditioner, a tipping point for a furnace. And before I get to that, the real answer, let's just understand how this works a little bit. You've got a condenser sitting outside. Now, people call that the air conditioner, and that's fine. I'm going to probably call it an air conditioner too, but it's really a condenser. But that condenser pumps refrigerant, Freon or Puron, to a cooling coil that's attached to the furnace inside. So either in your attic or your garage or your closet or whatever, you've got the furnace and the cooling coil, and then outside you've got the condenser or the air conditioner, if you will. And generally speaking, it is the air conditioner outside and the furnace inside that are the true tipping points. Usually the cooling coil doesn't become one. So I'm going to focus on those two. The tipping point in a typical air conditioner is the compressor. In other words, other repairs, whether it's a fan motor and even most Freon repairs, though they can get expensive, generally speaking, those repairs are not too crazy. If it's not Freon, it's usually under $500, at least if you're dealing with me. If it is a Freon issue, it can exceed that. But even so, Freon issues are not usually the tipping point, but when that compressor goes bad, I may quote you a couple of grand to replace it. And if your system is 20 to 25 years old, which is, in my experience, that's when compressors usually go bad in this area, well, you're probably not going to want to spend that much money on an old air conditioner. Inside in the furnace, the tipping point is usually the heat exchanger, and old timers used to call it the firebox. And there used to be just one, and now most furnaces have two or four or six. And these are just chambers. The flame burns in the chamber, and the air goes around the chamber to pick up the heat. And sooner or later, that chamber is going to get a hole or whatever, rust. And if it's out of warranty, that also can run you a couple of grand. It might be less, might be more, but clearly, if you got a 20-plus year old furnace, and I'm quoting you that much money, it may be time to buy a new one. And just so you know, furnaces are unique. The heat exchanger has a 20-year part warranty in almost every case. There's nothing else in the system that has that kind of warranty. It doesn't cover labor, and labor is pretty significant, but if it's under 20, if it's 18 or whatever, and you have a cracked heat exchanger, I have a lot of people who choose to replace it because they're just paying for labor, though not cheap. It doesn't become a tipping point, but once it's beyond the 20-year warranty, or like I said, in some cases, lifetime, but once it's beyond the 20-year warranty, that's usually a tipping point. Now, there are false tipping points. And what I mean by that is, for example, I have seen furnaces from the 50s, and an awful lot of guys look at it and they'll just say, "Oh, we can't get parts for this." And they'll even say that of furnaces that are newer. And usually it's not true. Number one, the part may be available, but even if it's not, say on a 50s furnace, there's almost always a modern equivalent. Kind of a universal replacement that you can use. And, they're not interested in fixing your old furnace, so they just say, it's not available. And that may be true, but you might want to get it verified just to make sure. Another false tipping point is the crazy high price. Circuit boards are a good example. There are a lot of 15, 20-year-old furnaces that have circuit boards that cost me around $100 wholesale. And I'll charge you $450 to $500. And some people think that's a lot, but if you think that's a lot, you ain't seen nothing yet, because a lot of these big companies will charge you $800, $1,000. And once you get to that high of a price for a circuit board, that could become a tipping point. So it's not hard to find out how much these things cost us, by the way. You just go online, and if it's a really common part that there is a lot of volume of, the online price is probably pretty close to what I pay wholesale, so if you're ever wondering. So those are false tipping points, and there's more of them. The bottom line is that it's not really your repairman's job to tell you it's time to buy a furnace or AC. And again, I'm going to go back to cars. If you got a really old car and you take it in because it, you know, broke, and the car mechanic goes, you know, he spends like not even a minute looking at it, and he just looks, you know, he says, you know, this thing's really old. I think you ought to just buy a new car. And oh, by the way, I sell cars. Well, you've just now experienced, you know, what happens in my business, because so many guys don't even bother to do a diagnosis. They pretty much look at it and decide, well, I think it's time she buys a new, or he buys a new furnace. And they say, yep, it's old. It's on its last legs. You're throwing good money after bad, blah, blah, blah. You know, and they don't even give you a real diagnosis, and they just tell you to buy a new one. So don't put up with that. It's not his job to tell you it's time. It's his job to diagnose. And if you haven't gotten a real diagnosis, don't pay him. You know, it's pretty much implied, if not outright stated, that their trip fee is going to get you a diagnosis. And a diagnosis is specific. They will tell you what's wrong and how much it will cost to repair. And you can easily get a new price on a new one. And you compare, and you weigh the pros and cons, and you decide. I don't decide. Your contractor does not decide any more than your car mechanic does. Now, there are just a few common modifiers. One of which is, if you're going to sell the house, you know, you can have a 25-year-old system that needs $1,500 in work, but if you're going to sell the house in 6 months, you know, unless your agent tells you otherwise, you might just want to fix it, because you're not going to get your money back in the form of equity. Another one is timing. You know, it may be time to get a new one in your opinion, but if you don't have the money for a new one and you are forced to repair, that's just how it is. Or another one that's, I think, more interesting, or at least provokes more thought than people usually have, is, if you got, say, a 20-year-old system, and you know you're going to be in the house for 15 years, because maybe you're waiting for the kids to get out, but you know you're not going to be there for more than 20. Well, if you can be there, if you have a 20-year-old system and you're going to be there for 15 but not 20, the odds are pretty darn good you're going to change that system once but not twice. And if you're at the 20-year mark, even though that doesn't seem terribly old by my standard, and you're going to be there, but you're going to be there for another 15 years, it's going to be old at some point. Why not just get it over with now? You know, timing's an issue. You may not have the money, but if you know you're going to change it once but not twice, and you're faced with an expensive repair, even if it's not that old, maybe you just replace it. So, you know, there's even more examples. I will not keep prattling on. And there's also other systems. Wall furnaces, just in brief, wall furnaces go over 30 in many cases because they're so simple. Rooftop units, which is the furnace, a central furnace and central air conditioner inside one box, they often go about the lifespan of the air conditioner, because since they're one unit, when the compressor goes bad, that may become a tipping point for the whole unit, even though the furnace side of it may still work. And heat pumps, that is kind of a air conditioner in reverse, where you don't actually have natural gas heat, they tend to last a little less than air conditioners, because that heat pump is doing double duty. You know, that heat pump, the heat pump compressor is doing double duty. It runs both winter and summer, and so heat pump compressors don't last as long as air conditioner compressors. And so you may not quite get 20 out of a heat pump, or you might. You know, the whole world is like snowflakes. Everything's different. Everything's unique. And I have seen 40-year-old heat pumps, and you just never know. So I hope that helps a little bit. And bottom line, get a real diagnosis, and you decide. Not me, not your contractor. You decide.